Mary's on the phone. I can use the speaker.
Well, I think I already solved it.
Okay. No.
So we're changing the language to reference the presentation here tonight.
Right.
Yeah. It's from the lower third.
Well, staff will, if the waiver gets approved.
Yeah.
Sure.
We'll adjust it.
Okay. There must be waived required standards under 15-3.0444B, D4A3, and 4 pertaining to building character and design.
Moved. So moved.
Second.
Mr. Eddy, when you get a minute. This is item D, by the way.
Yes. Commissioner Leon?
Aye.
Alderman DeAndrea?
Aye.
City Engineer Morrow?
Aye.
Commissioner Haley?
Aye.
Commissioner Burkhardt?
Aye.
Commissioner Hogan?
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. The next one is pertaining to supplement or design standard. And Mr. Eddy, would you describe those for us?
The district is, PDD 39 is also subject to the South 27th Street overlay. So as a result, some of the waivers you already considered are also being repeated here. So some of these you're going to probably do the same thing you just did. Several of these changes include the parking required, the location regulated standard that you previously approved. One is for pedestrian considerations that you may or may not want to approve at this point. The third one deals with bicycle pedestrian amenities. That's probably the one you're probably not going to want to approve. That's similar to condition number 7. Condition number 13 deals with central areas and features. That's something where you would, in the overlay, you typically would require some kind of bench or seating area or something like that, which would have been appropriate in a more commercial environment rather than a straight-up industrial spec space. Building materials and covers, similar to condition number 8, which means you'll probably want to adjust that for the lower 1/4. With regard to condition number 15, again, dealing with building facades, those are more specific to the 27th Street overlay. 16th applies to basic windows, and again, number 17 is, again, related to the building facade, so that's another one that you're probably going to have to make consistent with the previous approval for the condition of approval number 8. And then the final one deals with the building design. Some of these are related to things like making sure it looks like a two-story building, and so on and so forth, in the 27th Street overlay. So you're going to want to adjust a couple of these considering what you just did. Let me see if I'm missing anything. Protrusions, recesses is the one covering building design. Minimum 20% of all the combined linear roof, eaves, and parapet lines, and all that sort of stuff. Stuff that's related to commercial design rather than an industrial building.
I'm looking at the motion sheet, then I'm looking at the resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we've got a little bit of a conflict here.
Okay.
No, it's a question.
Or a question.
Is E a general introduction to the South 27th Street design overlay waivers individually set forth below that, or is E separate and it's not, should it be addressed in the resolution?
All right, now I'm lost. I don't know where you're referring to E.
On page 2.
Page 2 of the motions.
Okay. Now, you're looking at the agenda. Okay. See, you got me covered.
I'm a little twisted too.
On the motion packet.
No, because staff gets it from the legal secretary.
Yeah.
Here.
Hang on. I've got like 15 million sheets. Gee. Yeah, I am.
So this does read like these are the sum of this.
There's something there, but it's similar, but it doesn't make sense.
Oh, here.
on the agenda, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
Sorry, folks. Welcome to sausage being made.
Hang on, hang on.
You're going to get your share in a little bit.
There's a 10 of the applicant. Somehow they got missed in the resolution. That's why I missed it when I was covering, because I was referring to the resolution rather than the sheets.
Like an introduction to the suspension, or is it separate way?
They're their own thing.
Yeah.
I think it's just an introduction. That's what I think, because...
Terry has the answer. Sorry.
What is it?
Hold on. I will put you in a speaker.
Hold on.
Okay.
Can everyone hear me okay?
Yes. Go.
Okay. So there's the reason why the agenda is set up this way. The PDD specifically cites the South 27th Street overlay as being incorporated into the design standards for the PDD. However, the boundary of the overlay also includes the entirety of the PDD. So they have to be addressed separately. The PDD has the standard cited as an addition to the design supplement, but then the overlay itself is still in effect on this property apart from it being in the PDD. It's an overlay. So both of them have to be addressed. So you could, if the city attorney concurs, you could potentially move to waive all of the 27th Street items as a batch. I did group them with the thought process that you might want to do some of them as a group. But the agenda has to reflect that duplication. Sorry, everyone.
So if you want to cover each of those South 27th Street overlay waivers, you should do them separately rather than all at once. That motion isn't really essential for the D7, that one E on the motion sheet isn't really necessary, because unless you're going to do everything in a batch motion, that's not useful. And keeping in mind, some of these standards are sort of repeated. So some of the things you, one of the things you chose to not waive, you'd have to cover it separately anyway.
We could do it as a batch, accepting B, C, and D. Commissioner Leone.
I'm sorry. You're referring to B, C, and D. I think we covered C already. I'm having a hard time following because I don't have the same document. I've got the numbers on here. So if I understand the ones we want to say no to that are basically to do with bicycle and pedestrian amenities. If you can give me the numbers on those, that would help me follow along a little better.
Yep. Let me do that for you.
I think I've got 12 is one of them. 12, 8, and then maybe one other.
The cross-reference is the agenda itself with the letters that they're using.
The agenda sheet.
Ah, okay. Thank you.
10, 11, and 12. So the motion would be to waive the standards of the South 27th Street Overlay District, section 15-3.0352A through, I don't know how to do that. Waive the standards for the 27th Street Overlay District outlined in the resolution paragraph, the draft resolution paragraphs 9, 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17, and 18.
So let me get that straight. Which ones are that? Are those?
We're doing 9,
okay.
9 through 18, but deleting 10, 11, and 12. Is that better?
No, you deny 10, 11.
And deny 10, 11, and 12.
We don't. I'm not sure what your...
The resolution sheet?
I don't think we
you
have
don't have
the
that?
Resolution sheet.
It's on the agenda.
Yeah, I'm going through, I don't see a number 18 on the agenda, I mean.
I'll give her alphabetical in here.
Okay, that's what I'm trying.
There you go.
That's what I'm trying to grasp.
Okay, to do that again, the motion would be to approve on the draft resolution, 9, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18. And to deny 10, 11, and 12. Commissioner Leon.
And we can do approve and deny in one vote? Or should we do handle those separately?
Okay, no, that, we'll do the approve.
Okay.
Is there a motion to approve 9, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18.
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll say.
Clear? Commissioner Haley.
Well, just hold off a second. We're just reading through them real quick, please.
While they're reading, Commissioner Haley, turn on the microphone.
One of the concerns that I have.
The microphone.
And Kevin. This is when we talk about 27.
Kevin, microphone.
I'm sorry. The bicycle pedestrian considerations, 10, 11, and 12. The 27th Street guidelines also suggest that when we grant waivers, that there's some things we can get back, some enhancements on the site otherwise. In this case, given the waivers that we're issuing, I would like to request some additional crosswalk markings and sidewalks, and I can be specific about that. But your site plan is good in many ways, but I think there's a couple critical for safety and internal circulation that would make a difference. And I can go through those, but that would be,
please.
Okay.
Come. Will you turn the seat? Big button in the middle.
Right here, striped sidewalk, crosswalk added, just as you have elsewhere there. There's the walk, you're trying to encourage all the people to get to the north side, use this sidewalk. There should be crosswalk striping there. And here, you have curb ramps included. It's a matter of adding the paint.
The one on the upper left isn't our property.
We agree with that, but those are not on our property.
That's Biller's.
Those are on the other side of the street.
Oh, that's Biller property.
It's a street, if I'm understanding this correctly. Is that a public street right away there?
Are you trying to go from west, east to west there?
Or north to south.
But that's different property.
The other side of the north side of the street is Biller's site. That's not the HSA site.
Okay, I'm looking right here. There's a property line. There's the curb cuts for the street.
That's not our property line.
So
that's across the street. Our property line is out to the to the east side of Birch and the south side of.
Hey Kevin, may
so
I help
no
you?
No reason to strike those.
Help
no,
you.
I'm not public saying they won't. I'm just saying those locks, those drives, etc., are not part of our scope.
So.
I mean, I would it's hope like they would be.
You're putting them in elsewhere across the street. You seem to be missing. Then I guess the other suggestion.
May I help?
Hold on.
May I help you? So. If I recall, I think the 10-foot path is planned to be on the north side of the street.
Yes.
So what I do think is appropriate to serve this site, you need to look at least possibly, it sounds like two crosswalks so that your site can connect to the other site.
And we're showing that. We're showing crosswalks. Here.
Crossing the yes. Aspen?
Yes.
Right here between the two buildings, they're showing one.
There's
that's all I'm asking
here,
is to add another one here.
And a crosswalk okay. Here.
So
it looks like pedestrian access to the exit.
I would suggest that at the upper left-hand corner, it would be appropriate because that's conceivably where, once the path is developed by the county, that's where people would be coming in and they would be entering your site.
So it sounds like we're all in violent agreement.
And that's it.
Excellent.
Just got to get the right people to do it.
Yes, correct. Okay,
yes.
So that one I think is necessary. The sidewalks along the building here,
and here have been interrupted. I think they should be continuous. So it comes into a point about here, then you've got a retaining wall for this basin. I'd like to see these sidewalks all connected. You've got doors there. You've got people that are going to be going from the loading dock up along the edge here. They'll be coming along here. It just makes common sense to extend, and that's, I guess, right in here. There's a missing piece of walk.
The walks being provided, if I may, are for egress purposes. Those are not entrances of any sort and would not be used by a pedestrian or a passerby or anything. The entrance to the building is here, okay, at the corners with secondary entrances provided here, and what we're providing is a pedestrian way from the path to get to those areas. The other areas are essentially utilitarian exit ways that can be maintained for safety.
Emergency exits and such, and I understand that. I've just got a lot of experience in design, and those paths will get worn in there. It's very simple to extend that. People are going to want to walk along this side of the building, whether it's on their lunch breaks or going out for their smoke, whatever it is. When you've got sidewalks there and sidewalks there, if you don't put it in there, it will be a beaten path in the grass. Same thing over here. And I believe, and I don't know the exact purpose of these doors, but you have doors on opposite buildings.
Yes.
I would think that you'd want to at least stripe a couple of these there.
And
you've
again,
got opposing doors that at some point in time people will be walking there.
I disagree.
Well, I do too. It's pedestrian safety that I'm concerned with.
No,
and the 27th Street standards call for enhanced pedestrian and bicycle amenities, and that should involve the ability to negotiate the whole site without having to walk on the grass. Oversimplify it. The standards call for sidewalks along the entire facade. I guess what I'm saying is that's the one we shouldn't be waiving. Get everything else you need, put the walks in, crosswalks and sidewalks where they're needed. Make it safe for everybody. You got truck traffic out there.
Well, the truck traffic is contained to the rear of the site and could be utilizing this. These little paths are for egress purposes and for fire access purposes. There is no envisioned need for pedestrian access between the buildings through locked egress doors.
You've got doorways, you've got sidewalks from the door out to the curb, people will walk there. Again, it's a design thing. What we're trying to do is make this comfortable for
people.
I understand. Not everybody drives in and out. Once the employees are there, they will go. Some will bicycle. People will walk on their lunch breaks.
We've got no problem providing bicycle amenities. We understand that concern. But providing pedestrian access to doors that are fire department access and or egress doors, they won't get used the way you're talking about it. You're talking about them as though all these doors are open and employees can come and go as they please through them and just go out this door and come back in another door. It just doesn't work that way.
I'm not talking about the building and the architecture and how the circulation patterns within it work. I'm being specific to the site plan.
Sure.
What we're trying to do is make the building pedestrian and bicycle friendly, and you do that by connecting things, the things people want to get to. There was a security reason for not having these, that's one thing. But people are going to be out there. If you build a sidewalk, they're going to walk on it. And if it stops and there's a 100-foot gap to another one they know is there, they're just going to walk right on through. We're asking for a little bit of an upper here, since we're willing to do away with the whole brick belt line on the bottom. It's a little bit of give and take. And it's not so much about aesthetics, it's about the functioning and the safety of a bicycle and pedestrian area. That's all I'm asking for.
Mr. City Engineer.
I think I understand. So it basically the middle are really not meant to be for people to enter and exit.
No.
It's really just for emergency access only. I do agree around the perimeter of the building. I think one of the biggest, I want to say, crimes of our existing business park and industrial park you go out there at lunchtime, there's people walking everywhere in the street because there's no sidewalk. So I do think wherever we can encourage sidewalks around the perimeter of your site, I think is most appropriate too, so.
And if I might, the ones between the two buildings, all I'm looking for there is paint to connect them. We've got traffic going through there. If somebody in an emergency steps out that door, runs for daylight, and you've got a truck coming through, if you put stripes on the ground, it puts the onus of safety on the driver.
I do understand what you're asking for there, and I can understand that from that point of view. The I guess what I struggle with is that the park is providing an enhanced walking experience in this, I believe it's a 10-foot walk, correct, on the other side of the road, walk slash bike, whatever it is, which I believe is intended to be for this use. It seems like we're creating more redundancy rather than allowing that space to be landscaped and beautified rather than putting sidewalks in.